Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
Being a grumpy old man has its price. First of all, as I go throughout the day, I have to constantly remind myself in front of a myriad of friends, starting with customers, fellow employees, family, and friends, to cool it. Let me just tell you, it's taxing. I see these pictures everywhere about the characters of a grumpy old man looks like, and I worry that it could be me if I let my guard down for a minute in any of these valued individuals. The gig may be up at the drop of a hat. A drop of a hat. Now, where did that expression come from? For me, the drop of a hat is usually something as somebody says or doesn't say, or something I hear or read, or just think about, something that comes back to me in a wave of memory. Lately, we've had to relive the infamous January 6th date and the so-called revolution on the nation's capital by some, and I must admit, some crazies. While the left-wing nut jobs won't let it go, let alone still string it out till the cows come home and try to use it as cover for their most recent drop in the polls. While the assault on the city of Portland, Oregon, and the takeover of the Seattle police departments are forever forgotten in the shuffle. A drop of a hat, did I say? In an ongoing inquisition on my part of a relatively simple question to someone, I got the famous bold and outfaced denial, another word for lie. Please, in the infamous words of my father, Alan Jones, don't BS a BSer. And I guess what really bust my chops this week was, and don't get me wrong, our very good and worthy Humboldt County Sheriff bragged about on his force of men and women getting their most recent raises. But that comes to me in another vein in the world I live in. Across-the-board raises have never made sense to me. Or the fact that we now have to compete with another agency in another county in the state of California. They, whoever they are, keep moving the chit just a little bit further each go-around. Now, some other county has to offer more than Humboldt's to keep that edge that they once had. I saw it for years on a council, sad to admit. Used to go along to get along. These times, I think about Jack McKellar, longtime Eureka City Councilman that ran for mayor and lost and put the city in a weird place as he drove votes away from a much more worthy candidate than the one that won the mayoral election. Anyway, back to me, the grumpy old man. No way could I run for office again, let alone sit on one of those chairs on the diocese. But if you know somebody young and not yet beaten down, encourage them to get up there and do the right thing. Now I digress. I hope you have some basic New Year's resolutions to live up to in 2022. Since I hit about half of mine from 2021, I'm using the other half for 22. Finally, my oldest son, Nate the Skate, must know I needed a lift this morning as he sent me a text, Christmas picture of my 10th grandchild, Evie, on my lap. Took the edge right off the old grumpy old man. This has been Mike Jones for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.